请大家翻开圣经，我们看哥罗西书第四章。哥罗西书四章二节到六节，在你们的那个 bulletin 上面，经节已经打出来。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 to 6, I'll read it for you. Follow along as I read. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it and with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned. That I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. This is the word of God. Amen.
Amen. 四章二节到六节，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲一讲基督的奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话将这奥秘发明出来。你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
My title this morning is called Communicating with Unbelievers.
今天我讲到的主题是与那些非信徒交流。
And what I about to propose or suggest or command through the basis of scripture is that Christians are called to interact with unbelievers with wisdom, grace, a sense of urgency for the gospel, and a final goalTo see unbelievers come to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
今天我想分享的是根据圣经的教导，我们基督徒是被呼召来与那些非基督徒来用智慧恩典和一种紧迫感和有目标的目标感去带领他们来到耶稣面前。
Before I go any further, I want to first of all do a couple things. One,I see Yancy and Henry here, so they are out visiting us from Pennsylvania. So thank you for coming. It's good to see both of you. And if anybody else here that has not been here a while and are come after a long time, they are out there newlyweds. Well, not so newlyweds anymore, but we faithful servants of God here in the church and are visiting us. So thank you for coming and welcome.This morning.
在早晨开始之前，我看到燕喜和 Henry 他们从滨州赶过来参加我们今天的主日。他们当年是在教会是新婚，现在已经不再是新婚的 couple， 但是我们欢迎他远道来参加我们的聚会。还没有其他从远道来的朋友，我们今天热烈的欢迎你们。
And second thing that I want to do is pray that God the Holy Spirit, who is the ultimate teacher,would teach us this particular passage and that I would get out of the way and let him do the work. Alright?
第二点我想分享就是我要祷告求圣灵带领我们教导我们学习他的话语，这样的话呢就由他来亲自带领今天的 sermon.
Father God, we thank you for this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你为今天这个美好的主日向你献上感谢。
Thank youFor the reminder from communion this morning,
谢谢你今天早通过圣餐提醒我们
that you are a great and loving and majestic God.
你是那个伟大，真是圣洁，爱我们的神。
And that we are terrible sinners.
我们真是非常糟糕的罪人。
And that it is your grace that has caused us to be in relationship with Jesus today.
是你的恩典来带领我们能够和你和主耶稣能够有一个亲密的关系。
My request to you this morning, God, is that as the word is opened up,
今早上我的祷告是当我们读你的话语的时候
that it would work with the power that is in it.
愿你亲自用你的话语把它的力量向我们彰显。
That Christians would be stirred to interact with unbelievers in a gospel-centered way.
让我们这些基督徒能够心里边受到激动激励，能够以圣经的方式和非基督徒进行交流。
So that there would be more worshippers of Jesus Christ.
所以我们能够更加是能够成为敬拜神的人。
So that when he comes back, we will worship him in spirit and truth.
当他回来的时候，我们以真理，我们以圣洁来欢迎他，来敬拜他。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
You see, all of us interact with unbelievers.
我们知道，我们每天生活中都会有和很多非基督徒进行交流。
How many of you, if I said, "Show me your hands," or like interacted with unbelievers this week?
大家如果是你和非基督徒有所在过去这一星期有所交流，请你举手。
That would be all of you, hopefully, right?
所以希望大家可能是我们所有的人都有这样的经验。
And so 100% of the congregation, if we are communicating with unbelievers, how are we supposed to communicate with unbelievers?
如果我们所有的会众都和非基督徒有所交流，那么我们应该怎样去做，去和他们进行交流呢？
Whether it's at work,
这可能是在工作的时候。
Whether it's at school,
可能在学校。
The grocery store,
在食品店。
We're going to interact with unbelievers on a regular basis.
我们会和非基督徒一直在打交道。
Paul has given us four ways in the book of Colossians.
保罗在这个哥罗西书四章给我们四种方式来和基督徒、非基督徒交流。
To interact with unbelievers.
和非基督徒进行交流。
And these four ways are such, and I'll just state them, and I'll give you explanation for it as we go along.
这四个方法呢是以下我一项一项会展开和大家谈。
And so, first of all, we are supposed to conduct or walk in a way that is with wisdom.
首先第一条就是像哥罗西书四章五节所讲，我们要以智慧和外人交往。
Secondly, we are to interact in a way that has a sense of urgency about the gospel.
第二呢，我们要有一个非常和非基督徒交流的时候要有一个紧迫感。
And then when we open our mouths, we must speak to unbelievers with grace.
当我们开口讲话的时候，我们要以非常充满恩典和和气的语气和非基督徒交流。
And we do all this with a goal in mind.
我们做这一切是心里有一个目标。
And the goal is to see them come to Jesus Christ.
目标就是说能够带领这些非基督徒能够来到耶稣的面前。
So four ways we interact with unbelievers.
所以四种方法。
A couple of them have to do with how you think.
其中几项是围绕着你怎样去看这件事情。
A couple of them is how you live.
有另外几项呢是你怎样过你的生活。
And the last one is what you say.
然后还有最后一项就是说你该说些什么。
So two ways that you can outline this particular text.
所以有两种方法可以把这个大纲总结出来。
And so the first one I'm going to deal with is interacting with unbelievers with wisdom.
首先第一点我想谈就是和非信徒能够以智慧去和他们交往。
Look at Colossians 4 verse 5.
我们看哥罗西书四章五节。
I have two translations up here. One translation says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders.
这里我有两个翻译。第一个是讲是以怎样行走的方式。
The word here is, in another translation, the NIV or the NASB says, conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders.
在几种圣经不同的翻译版本里面都是讲到你要用智慧与外人交往。
This translation over there, says, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders.
所以在这个翻译的版本里讲到是说你在和外人交往的时候要有智慧。
So this acting or walking or conduct has a meaning behind it.
这里边讲到是说你怎样去行走，你每天过生活的方式是都是有 So, 这里是讲到这里边的 conduct 这个意思。
So, it's the way you interact, the way you walk in your life on a regular basis.
这里边讲的主要是你在你是怎样每一天过你的生活，你的生活方式是怎样的。
Some of us think Christianity is summarized in a doctrinal statement.
有些人认为这个基督教呢是有一个非常标准的教义列出来。
That if I believe the right things and I can communicate it by my writing, then that's good Christianity.
有些人说我相信这一切，我可以用语言可以把它描述出来，精确描述出来，这就是真正的基督教。
But Christianity is not limited to a specific doctrinal statement.
但是我们要意识到基督教不是仅仅局限于一个教义的一个表现。
It's not even limited to the way that one believer interacts with another believer.
而且也不是仅局限于一个信徒和另一个信徒之间的交流。
Christianity is supposed to be a very practical way of living.
基督教应该是一个非常现实、非常实用的一个生活方式。
So being a Christian is connected integrally with the way you live and act throughout the week.
作为一个基督徒，是你要和你的信仰是和你的生活是紧密相连的。你怎样去行出每一周，你怎样去做，都是表现出你的信仰。
You see, when Paul says walk or conduct or act, he's saying that if your doctrinal statement is excellent, but you are known as a bitter person, then either you don't understand what you're reading, or you're not applying what you're reading.
保罗在这里面讲到，如果是说我们的教义写得非常清楚，但是呢，而且我们教义写的是非常非常美好，但是我们知道某一个人可能是充满了苦读，那么这里边就会看到一个矛盾，或者是说这个人完全没有懂这个教义，或者是说他懂了这个教义，但是完全没有行出来。
In fact, in the book of Colossians itself, Paul addresses this issue and says, you know, Christians, don't get involved in unnecessary discussions and philosophies and thereby disqualify yourself from Christianity.
这里边保罗提醒我们说，作为基督徒，你不要去参与那些没有用的那些关于哲学和各种思维方法的讨论，这样在这个过程中反而会让你不配做一个基督徒。
See, when you come this morning, this is not just a platonic meeting of the minds.
所以今天早上我们来到这里，我们要知道这不是一个柏拉图式的，只是在脑子里边想的一种关于教义的一个讲道。
This is, Christianity has to do with who you are as a person, translated into how you live.
这个基督教的宗义是说能够你作为基督徒，你作为真正是个什么样的人，你的什么样的人能够在你的生活方式中表现出来。
To put it a positive way,
如果我们以一个正面的方式来看这件事情，
Paul is saying, as a Christian, live an authentic life.
这里保罗告诉我们，你作为一个基督徒，你要过一个非常真诚的一个生活。
Give hypocrisy no room in your family life, in your school life, in your work life. Let hypocrisy not be your MO.
在生活中各个方面，在工作，在学校，在你的生活中的每一方面，不要给那些假冒伪善的行为有任何的空间。
I really appreciate my dad for this.
我非常感谢我父亲在这上面对我的教导。
My dad has his limitations.
我父亲有他自己的一些教导。
But he never raised us kids up to keep up with an artificial standard.
但是呢，我父亲在带我们长大的过程中，从来没有说让我们就是说一直遵循一个既定的非常非常标准的一些规矩。
He taught us what was right.
他给我们讲是哪些是对的。
But he submitted to the authority of the truth as well. He submitted to that authority, to that truth as well.
但是呢，他是完全将这个完全顺服那个真正的神。
Did you know Jesus does not like hypocrites either?
你们知不知道耶稣非常非常讨厌那些假冒伪善的人。
Turn to Matthew chapter 23, Matthew 23.
我们来翻马太福音第二十三章。
Verse 25 and 27.
二十五节和二十七节。
And this is, you know, Jesus is a really loving man, right? We all agree.
我们都知道耶稣是一个充满爱心的人。
But sometimes Jesus said difficult things in difficult ways.
但是有的时候耶稣的话说的是非常非常的尖利，让人难以接受。
And Jesus despised lies and hypocrisy.
耶稣非常恨恶那些谎言和那些假冒伪善的行为。
And a particular group called the Pharisees, they were full of lies and hypocrisy.
在那个时代有一些法利赛人，他们的做事为人，行事为人上面充满了那些假冒伪善的行为。
And this is what Jesus said to the Pharisees in Matthew 23:25.
在马太福音23章23节，耶稣这样讲到法利赛人。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence.
你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。
Verse 27, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear really beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness.
二十七节，你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
And so, Jesus defines hypocrites as those people that want to look good on the outside.
所以耶稣定义那些假冒伪善的人，就是说他们外表看上去很光鲜。
But their inside is totally messed up.
但是他们的内里却是一片污秽。
Now, of course, the Pharisees are unbelievers. So, some of the Pharisees and scribes are unbelievers.
首先我们要知道当时那些有一些的文士和法利赛人，他们是不信神的。
And I'm talking to believers.
我现在是和信徒们讲这些事情。
But don't we believers sometimes conduct ourselves with hypocrisy?
但是我们作为信徒，我们是不是在生活中有的时候也有一些假冒伪善的行为呢？
We are so concerned about presenting our families the right way.
我们心里边有的时候非常重视把我们的家庭在众人面前能够表现得非常美好。
That we don't deal with difficult issues.
我们有的时候不面对非常困难的一些问题。
It's like, you know, I went to a Christian college, and in the Christian college, they made you clean your room every day.
我在上学的时候去了圣经学校，学校的一个要求就是你要每天收拾你的房间。
It's not like secular university, man. It was no party at all. You had to clean your room every day, and they checked your room with a military-grade inspection.
他和普通的在圣经这些院校里边和其他的学校不一样在那里确实要求你每天都要收拾房间，而且他们检查你的收拾干净的程度就像军队里边检查每个士兵的那种干净程度是一样的。
Of course, my roommate and I found a way around it.
当然你们知道我和我的室友找到一个能够躲开这个过程的一个方法。
And so, as friends, we helped each other out.
我们作为朋友，我们互相帮助。
What we did is, if the cleaning is tomorrow and our room is extremely dirty,
如果我们当时做的是这样的，如果明天呢就要有检查，但是我们房间特别脏。
We had a special place that we would keep all dirty clothes that would take us maybe 2 or 3 minutes to put away.
我们设计有一个角落，把我们这些脏衣服专门放在那儿，所以我们大概只花两三分钟就可以把它们很快的藏起来。
So that when the inspector came in, he looks around and he sees a very, very clean room.
所以当那些检查的人来的时候呢，他们环视四周，发现这屋里非常干净。
Because a dirty room was a $3 fine.
因为当时我们每个房间如果是被认为是很脏，我们要交3块钱的罚款。
Yeah, so we cleaned our room, but we didn't really clean it.
所以我们的方法呢，看上去好像是把房间收拾很干净，其实我们没有真正的把房间收拾好。
That is hypocrisy.
这个行为本身就是一个假冒伪善。
Where the outside looks really good. Oh man, they're all put together.
所以从外表上看，我们做得非常好，我们真是看不见任何脏的东西。
But on the inside, it's all messed up.
但是我们内心呢，其实是不是，其实是很乱七八糟。
You know, I feel bad for celebrities sometimes.
有的时候，我为那些名人真是感到很悲哀。
Because they have paparazzi and people checking into their lives, every single detail of their life constantly.
因为他们经常是那些媒体和那些狗仔队，天天跟踪他们每天的生活，他们生活就暴露在众人的面前。
Can you imagine if that happened to us on a regular basis?
你可以想象到，如果有这样一批人天天跟着你，然后检查你生活中的每一个细节吗？
What kind of inconsistencies would TMZ find in our lives?
所以你们可以想想，那 TMZ 的狗仔队可以发现说，你说了这样或做那样，他们中间的不一贯性，他们会在那些报上报出来。
So that's what Paul means by conduct or walk in a way. He says walk without hypocrisy.
所以这里就是保罗给我们教导的，说在你的生活的行事为人中，你要不要做假冒伪善的事情。
Go to Colossians again, Colossians 4.
我们回到哥罗西书四章。
You might say, well, even if I conduct myself in an authentic way, there are people that might take advantage of that.
你们可能会说，如果我真的是以我的本性非常真实的过生活，生活中每一细节，也许有些人会利用这个钻空子，会对我们，会能够占我们的便宜。
There might be people that might shoot me down for being authentic and real.
有些人可能会认为我很真实，反倒是对我进行攻击。
And so that's why Paul says, Paul uses the word walk in wisdom toward outsiders.
所以这里面保罗用到说要用智慧与外人交往。
We know that by outsiders, Paul means those that are not on the inside. But what is the inside?
保罗这里边讲的是外人，就是指他不是在这个圈内的人。那么这里边的圈内的人是指什么呢？
You see, this is a distinction between believers and unbelievers.
是这个里边其实真正讲的是指那些信徒和非信徒。
Who are believers? Is it people that adhere or conform to Christian teachings?
哪些是真正的信徒呢？是不是那些遵守基督徒的教义？
Yeah, in some ways, it is people that conform to Christian teachings.
在某一种程度上是的，是这些人遵守基督教的教导。
However, unbelievers are broader than that.
但是呢，真正的非信徒呢，他的范围要比这个更大。
Here are some of the basic differences between believers and unbelievers.
下面是一些信徒和非信徒之间的一些区别。
You see, believers, they bear the fruit of the good news of Jesus.
我们知道信徒呢，他们是传扬福音，能够结福音的果子。
Whereas unbelievers do not believe the gospel at all.
那么那些非信徒呢，是根本就不相信福音。
According to Ephesians 1, believers are rescued from the domain of darkness.
根据是这个以弗所书想讲所讲，就是这些信徒呢是从黑暗的权势下被解救出来的那些人。
But unbelievers they continue to remain in the domain or the kingdom of darkness.
那些非信徒呢还是在黑暗的这个世界下面。
Believers consider Jesus as their King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
信徒呢认为耶稣是我们的主。是万王之王。
But unbelievers or outsiders, they consider Jesus anything but their authority.
非信徒呢，在对耶稣的看法是根本不是生命的主宰。
Believers, they should strive for holiness and purity.
信徒认为生命中要一直努力来达到圣洁和那种心达到圣洁和洁净。
But unbelievers, they strive for self-glory and self-exaltation.
那些非信徒呢，他们的目标呢，是寻求自我的成就，自我的夸大和自我的高举。
So that's the basic difference between believers and unbelievers. There's a lot more, but that's the basic one. 所以这些是一些基本的信徒和非信徒的区别。Well, let me just say this, that you are not an insider just because you are a member of a church.
我这里想提到说，你不要仅仅以为你是教会的一员，你就是真正的信主的人。
Or just because you grew up in a Christian family.
或者是说你在一个基督徒家庭长大
or just because you were baptized,
或者是说你曾经受洗
or just because you are an influential person in the church,
或者是说你是在教会里边非常有影响的一个人。
That is not what he means by insider.
这不是保罗所讲的在真正信主的人。
See, what makes you an insider is that Jesus Christ saves you from your sins by redeeming you.And on that basis, you bear fruit on a regular basis.
这里面讲到是耶稣是把我们从罪中救赎出来，我们信了，我们接受耶稣，我们在接受耶稣之后，在福音上面结出果子，这才是真正的信徒。
You're not an insider because you're a genius.
不要因为说如果是一个天才，并不一定是一个信徒。
You're an insider because of the grace.Of Jesus Christ in our
我们成为信徒是因为神的恩典。
So when Paul says walk in wisdom towards outsiders, he means by outsiders unbelievers.
所以这里面保罗讲到和那些非信徒的交流，外面的人，所谓的外人，这里边就是讲他的讲的这个意思。
What does the word wisdom here mean?
这里边智慧是什么意思呢？
It does not mean an expansion of knowledge.
这里边不是指一个知识的扩展。
It does not mean the more I know, the more wise I am.
也不是说我知道的越多，我就越有智慧。
You could have a PhD and not be wise at all.
可能你有一个博士学位，但是可能并不是很真正的有智慧。
Wisdom means applying all the God-given knowledge in this scripture.
真正的智慧是指我们能够把神给我们的所有的教导能够在生活中行出来。
Wisdom means that when you understand this scripture, that you put it to practice.
真正的智慧是指我们明白了神的教导，在圣经里面教导我们怎样去行，我们把这些教导能够在生活中行出来。
Go to James chapter 3 verse 17.
我们看雅各书第三章十七节。
James 3:17 gives us some of the characteristics of what wisdom is.
在雅各书三章十七节，雅各跟我们讲起说是一些智慧的特征。
What are some of the characteristics of wisdom?
智慧的有些哪些特征呢？
Look at James 3:17.
我们看十七节。
But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable.Gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere.
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
So those are some of the characteristics of genuine wisdom.
这些呢，是真正的智慧的一些特点。
And it starts with purity.
从清洁开始。
A purity of thought and a purity of practice.
这里边清洁是指你的思想、意念上的清洁和你的行为上的清洁。
In fact, James is talking, this whole book of James is about putting your faith into action.
整个的雅各书讲的就是说把我们的信仰要在生活中行出来。
His main point is faith without good deeds is futile.It's not true faith.
他提醒我们，你光有信没有行为是一个是个没有意义的。
And so true wisdom means applying the truths of God's scripture purely.
真正的智慧是提醒我们是要把神给我们的教导在生活中应用起来。
True wisdom is not violent. It seeks peace.
真正的智慧不是很充满了暴力，而是寻求和平。
I still have this uncle of mine, you know.
我有一个叔叔。
And you know what he liked to do?
你知道他喜欢什么吗？
One of his favorite hobbies was to try to incite a disunity among two people.
他最擅长而且最喜好的一件事情就是把两个人挑逗起来，
互相争执。Of course, he did it as a joke.
但是他以一个像开玩笑的方式
来做。But he did that on a regular basis.
但是他整天这样做。
So I'll give you an illustration.
我给你个讲个例子。
We're sitting at the dining table. My grandma made some food.
我们坐在全家围坐在晚餐桌前，我的奶奶做了一些食物。
And she's very particular about her food, like how people like her food.
我的祖母呢非常非常的非常认真，认为这些人大家会怎样喜欢他的食物。
If you said something bad about grandma's food, you didn't always have a good time after that.
如果你会说那个奶奶的食物做的不好吃，那么你在这个饭后就会有一个非常糟糕的时间。
So we'd be sitting on the dining table eating our food.
我们大家都围坐在桌前吃饭。
And this uncle would go around asking people, how do you think the food is? How do you think the food is? How do you think the food is?
我这个叔叔就会到我们孩子面前每一个人问说，你觉得食物怎么样？你觉得好吃吗？
And if you said anything but excellent or great, he would say, Grandma, look at what this guy said. He said your food is no good.
如果任何一个孩子说，哎，这个不好吃，那个不好吃，他就会大喊一声，说，奶奶，你听没听见？你这个孙子说你的食物不好吃。
Grandma would run out of the kitchen and she'd say, What's not good about it?I don't understand. I did everything right according to the recipe.
然后奶奶就会从房间里边紧急地跑出来，就会喊到哪个地方不对，哪个地方不好吃，我完全遵照这个食谱做的。
And that'd be a pretty heated discussion between the two parties, and my uncle would sit back and kind of enjoy the discussion.
所以这个时候就会奶奶会和这个某提出这个对食物提出质疑的这两个人之间就会激烈争吵，这时候这个叔叔就会站在旁边，然后在旁边自得其乐观看这一切争吵。
See, true wisdom does not seek divisiveness, it seeks unity, it seeks peace.
真正的智慧我们在这里看到不是说来提倡一个团体的分割，而是说促进大家能够联合起来。
You're thinking he has three more to go and it's 10:50, what are we going to do?
你们肯定会在想说我们还有三点要讲，现在已经10:50了，他还在讲什么？
Don't worry, I'm preaching next week too.
你们别着急，讲不完我们下周接着讲。
So I'll continue the rest of the three next week. How does that sound?
下星期的我会继续讲其余的三点。
Tommy and John are about to clap here. Did you know that? They're about to clap that I'm done.
Tommy 和 John 两个要鼓掌。
I don't know if I should feel encouraged or if I should think that, oh man, they don't want me to come back, but, alright.
我不知道我这样该怎样想，是受到鼓励呢，还是说你们其实不想我回来再接着讲这些。
But true religion, first off, it's without hypocrisy and it walks with wisdom, okay?
真正的智慧没有假冒，在生活的每一个方面是以神的智慧来作为导向。
May I suggest that during the week, if you have a chance, go to your concordance, look at the word wisdom in your concordance, and see how the authors define wisdom throughout the week. Can you do that for me? That way you'll get a good sense of what true wisdom looks like. Okay?
我给大家一个挑战，在这一星期，你们去刻意的去寻求这个智慧，看这个是怎样去描述，包括哪方面。
All right, let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we ask that we would be people without hypocrisy and lies.
亲爱的天父，我们祷告，请你让我们成为一群没有假冒伪善的行为的人。
That we would be people that lived authentic, real lives.
让我们成为能够过真正真实生活的一群人。
That we not be concerned about how the outside looks so much as being concerned about what the inside looks like.
让我们能够不要注重外表看上去如何，而是注重我们的内心真正如何的一群人。
May we judge ourselves based on the standard from Colossians on how we're doing in interacting with unbelievers.
让我们能够尊重哥罗西书四章的教导，让我们能够检点内心，看我们内在和外在是怎样的人。
May this word be true to us for the entire week.
请你以你的话在我们成为我们这下面一周的教导。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们以耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, announcements. By the way, before I go, I just want to make a quick announcement. There's family camp coming up, May 27th, church camp, May 27th through the 29th. I was involved in a few of the details, and I got really excited about family camp or church camp. I really got excited. Lots of activities planned for teens, for kids, for adults. It's really going to be a good time of retreat and refreshing. How many of you have been to Faholo Camp? Faholo Camp. All right. So you know the facilities there. You know that they have good facilities. They take care of you well. The food is good. So if you can make it, please try to come to Family Camp May 27th through the 29th.
在我现在讲了一下，在五月底那个阵亡将士纪念日的时候，我们教会会一起出去有一个
Food is good.
退休会，然后呢，我在这个我参与了很多退休会的计划的一些细节。我想跟你说，我真是按捺不住我心里的激动。你们大家有些人可能去过那个 Faholo 那个 camp， 大概离这一个多小时的路程，那里边的设施非常好。然后我们的安排里边对于成人、青少年和孩子都有很好的安排，而且他们的食物也非常好。如果这里边我就想。提醒大家，就是能够鼓励大家都去参加，应该是个非常非常好的一个退休会。
Any visitors here, by the way? Any visitors for the first time?
有没有今天第一次来的来到我们这里的朋友
？If you are visiting for the first time, would you do us the? I know we're putting you on the spot, but would you be willing to stand up for us?
如果你是第一次来我们教会，你可不可以站起来介绍，让我们大家认识你
？All right, all in the family here today.
今天都是老朋友。
So again, welcome and thank you for giving me this opportunity to preach to the Mandarin congregation.
所以欢迎大家，谢谢你们给我这个机会来分享今天的福音。
Well, I'll give it to Brother Kasong for announcements.
请柯中弟兄来做加持分享。